Hello?
Son, I'm driving. Just let me stop somewhere, or then we can talk more freely. You told me that you want me to help you with Bita's father. And then you went and told Amir that he's dead. So what is true, my son?
No, Uncle. I was just on edge and blurted it out.
So now we must call it all off?
No. You and Dad said I shouldn't do anything without investigating, so I'm doing just that.
Good for you. You can't believe how happy I am that you said that, especially after all this time.
Now I need your help.
Anything you say, son.
Of course I'll be waiting for your call. Just tell them to have an oboe accompanying my voice. You know, I'm telling you, it's just no good with jazz. I don't know if I can sing or not.
Well, hello, Yavar.
Hello there.
Hello.
So
hello?
What's new?
Everything's okay. Isn't Mohsen coming?
Sabadir, you go up and rest.
Yeah, okay.
It's good to see that the family is almost complete, huh?
Why do you say such things?
We have guests.
Hello. Sit down, dear, sit down. Have your food. Are you okay?
Didn't you come with Mohsen?
We did. He dropped us off and went to the shop.
So I just dropped in on Bahram at the school. Vahid wanted to come and see this place, so we came together.
Glad you came.
What did the doctor say?
Actually, he was positive. I think the court will change its mind. Mata, tell me what's happened. What's Vahid doing here?
Bahram called me up, you see? He's very worried about Vahid. He wanted me to have a talk with him.
Has he been in trouble again?
He's doing well in his studies, but he's not adjusted. He's the kind of kid who likes to attract attention, you see?
It's because he's lonely and self-conscious.
I realize that. I spoke to him on the way. But it's really your fault.
My fault? I admit, instead of me helping Mohsen and his children, I've involved him in my problems.
That's not what I meant. If you and Mohsen decide what you want to do, at least this part of Vahid's problems will be solved.
Hello.
Hello. Where were you?
In Leila's restaurant.
So you go there every day now?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Do you work there instead of me?
I don't work there.
What then?
I go there and have a meal to do my homework. Sometimes the Avar bugs me because he wants to sing. Also, I sometimes sit and talk with Leila and her daughter. They're really kind.
That's good. Finish your studies and go there to work.
It's a shame it shut down.
Closed down?
Yeah. I heard from Yavar the other day that Leila closed it for her daughter. By the way, Yavar was asking after you. Give him a buzz.
Okay, you can go. Hello, Uncle Reza. You're at the door. I'm coming. Hello, Uncle.
Hello.
So did they agree?
It wasn't easy. But because I knew it was important to you, I went out and sorted out the legal part of it and got the permit. It's all sorted out.
Thank you so much. Mr. Rahimi? I'm Said.
I thought they read my name by mistake.
I'm already dead for my son.
And Beto said she wouldn't come to visit me anymore.
Nagmis said I should come and see you.
No. I'm very glad you came.
Beto didn't tell me anything about you.
But Nagma said how much you really care for my daughter.
Mr. Rahimi, I've come here today to ask you some things about Beta.
Ha, and here I thought you'd come to ask for her hand in marriage.
I know I'm in prison and on death row.
But remember, all the customs and traditional ceremonies have to be observed. There's just one thing.
You have to...
hurry up and finish with all the ceremonies within the next few days.
Before I die. I'd love to hear
everything I can about the marriage of my daughter, Beta. I heard that you care for her, so I know that you can make her happy.
I still don't know that much about Beta. She doesn't really say that much about herself.
What do you want to know, son?
When I was a lorry driver,
I thought I had the hardest job in the world, and then I realized
that being unemployed is the hardest. I turned to alcohol and gambling. And that's why my family fell apart. Those poor things had to live for years with torment and suffering. Until in the end, my wife died of grief. And my daughter.
But she's very determined to save you, though.
She must be mad. She wants to save me from dying, but...
I want to die, do you understand? I want to die.
Beta thinks that she owes me something.
Owes you? But you said you tormented her.
It was because of Beta that I committed that
murder. The man I killed was my friend. He was like me, a loser.
After losing his job, he sold his lorry.
And sometimes he came to gamble. I was on a losing streak.
Day by day, I ran up debts. That scumbag knew about it. He knew I didn't have a penny to my name. When he was drunk, he kept asking for Beta that day. That day, he said in return for what I owed him, he would...
I told him I would kill him. Then I called the police.
The story of my daughter and me is a strange one.
A father who ruined his daughter's life.
But saved her life, too. And the story of a girl who both hates her father, but wants to save his life as well.
I've heard the story about Beta and Sasan. I wanted to know what else there is in Beta's life that I don't know about.
Did Beta tell you anything about that admirer who had a company? Did she tell you?
I hadn't been in prison long.
She came and told me she wanted to get married.
At first, I was pleased.
But when I later found out the whole story, I stayed in my cell and didn't go out for a whole month. I begged and pleaded with her not to accept that man's offer.
But why?
You see, one of my friends found her a job there in a company.
And when the manager realized...
Peter had no protector. He thought he could marry her just like that.
And he promised to pay off my blood money and have me released.
But then when I threatened that I was going to kill myself, Beta changed her mind.
That man was about my age.
With a wife and kids.
Goodbye.
How is he? Is he okay?
He was okay.
Shall we arrange to see the plaintiff?
I promise to let you know.
What do you want me to do? Just tell me.
Definitely. I can make better decisions with your help.
Go and get it done, sir.
Hello, Said.
Hello. I saw Bida's father. I just came from there now.
I'm sure he was very pleased to see you.
He was. He said some things about Bida, and some things about why they put him in prison.
What else did Bida's dad say?
He also told me about the old man who wanted to marry Bida.
I see that he told you.
He also said that she wanted to marry some old man for money, but her father stopped her.
You know, I went to see Bita. She was really upset. She said she gave you every right not to trust her.
Good. So she understands why. Where is she now?
I couldn't stop her. I really tried. She said Kamarani is back from his trip. She wants to go and see him.
Who's Kamarani?
Mr. Kamrani, I wanted to speak to you for a moment. Actually, I wanted to ask you something about insurance and work experience.
Please, you go on up, all right? I'll catch up with you.
As you wish, sir.
What have you come here for? What do you want?
Shall we talk here?
Sit in the car.
I heard you're just back from your trip and you're really busy.
Say what you came to say. I haven't got the time. The thing is, I'm really busy, I'm afraid.
I won't take much of your time.
Don't tell me you've come to coerce money out of me again.
It doesn't suit someone like yourself to talk like that.
Don't pretend to be someone decent. Tell me what you want. I want to go. I'm busy.
I want to know if you still mean what you said.
So what is it this time? Have you come for more or to only disappear after collecting?
No, come on.
Or have you come to disgrace or blackmail me?
I want to get a life.
Get a life. That's good.
Last time, my dad didn't let me. He threatened to kill himself if I ever became your wife.
Tell me, is your dad still alive?
Yeah.
And what about now? If you become my wife now, won't he kill himself?
Well, I won't let him find out. We'll get married, but we won't register it. That's it.
I'll give you one gold coin as your dowry. Do you think that you're worth more than that? Believe me, I know people like you very well. I wasn't born yesterday. You can't fool me. Get out. Get out. Don't come looking for me again. Look. Make yourself look more presentable and consider my offer, all right? The price of gold coins has gone up. If you decide to agree, call me.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Kamrani?
Yeah?
Could you give me a moment of your valuable time, please?
What's this about?
I'll tell you.
Let's go.
Thank you.
I want to see you.
Well, it's over between us.
I know, but I know a lot more now.
You didn't give me a chance to explain, Saeed.
Because I didn't know anything then. Now I want to listen.
What do you know now?
I went to see your father.
Hello.
For a while, I thought to myself that no one else knows as much as us what love means. We're on top of the world. Even my father made fun of me. He said, "Son, desire is what's leading you. Don't ruin the meaning of love, kid. He's my dad. He's worried." But now, as sure as I am that he was mistaken about me, I know that he was actually right about you.
You said you wanted to hear what I have to say. But you just keep repeating yourself.
Okay, I'll listen to you for as long as you want. But really? Do you really have the nerve to even say anything now?
Saeed, don't talk to me like that. I've told you before, I hate being humiliated.
Oh, sorry. Her Majesty's offended.
What did my dad tell you?
Your dad, my dad, Nagme, Sasan have told me everything, but not you. Everyone knew everything about you, except me.
Just give me a chance.
Give you a chance to tell me all of their names? One by one?
Shut your mouth!
Okay, all right then. Don't tell them. But first, start with the cruising.
I won't put up with this for one more second.
Did you go to see Kamrani? Answer me. I want to know when you were sitting next to him in his flashy car, smiling from ear to ear with your mobile on silent, while I was pining to hear your voice. How did you feel? You toyed with my emotions.
You've said what you wanted to say. You've passed judgment. Yeah, you are right. I deserve worse than this. Let's say I deserve the death sentence instead of my dad. I should die. But I'm not letting you leave until you hear me out. What did that man, that liar, tell you? He told you that I'm a sleazy girl that fooled him? Yeah. I wanted to trick him. But I never wanted him to touch me. That rat realized my dad was on death row. And that I'm all alone. He asked me to marry him. On the condition that no one finds out. My condition was that he pays off the blood money.
I've heard that.
Okay, then. So you want to hear about the cruising, so I'll tell you. When I came out of that man's office, I came across 1,000 others just like him. Dirty old men who see me and the likes of me as prey. Whenever I got in a car, I saw the face of the man who my dad murdered. A sleazeball who was careless and who left his wallet lying around. When they were planning on how to take me, to ensnare me, I quickly stole their wallets from them.
Were all of them scatterbrained with their wallets? Or did they pretend they were? Or maybe they wanted to catch you out so they could accuse you of being a thief as well as a loose woman, so you'd give in to them more easily. Are you proud of what you do?
I'm not proud of what I was doing. I just wanted revenge.
Revenge from those who you weren't successful in stealing from, who you gave in to.
Saeed, I wanted to pay off the blood money for my dad.
Interesting. Trading your dignity for your dad's freedom.
Yeah. It's very important to me that my dad lives, because I am the reason he's on death row.
Yes, I know. And now you're sacrificing the dignity your dad murdered someone for to save him. Tell me. Have you told your dad what you've been up to on the pretext of securing his freedom?
Why should I tell him? I am his daughter. Obviously, he wouldn't want to know that to save him...
Of course, he wouldn't want you to do anything like that in order to save him. You know that if he finds out, he'll hate you. He won't clap for you. He'll slap you in the face. Maybe he'll even regret killing someone on your behalf and for your sake.
Even if that's what ends up happening, Saeed, I will never regret what I did. Because I did it for my dad.
You don't regret it because you like this kind of life. You've lost your dignity and honor. Proskimurti has become a habit. Saving your dad is an excuse for continuing this kind of life. But I want to take this excuse away from you. I'll get the blood money together with my uncle. Then we'll see if you stop this unacceptable behavior. Tell me, how is she?
She's asleep, but she has a high temperature.
Is there anything I can do?
Don't worry, I'll look after her. I'd just like to know what happened.
Yes. Tell him I'm in a meeting right now. I'll see him later.
Hello there, Turaj.
Hello, Mr. Kian.
In the past, you would call me a good friend. It's okay, ma'am. Don't worry. Don't look at me like that. I know that you told me not to come over here, but when I thought about it for a while, I said to myself, after all this time, who's going to remember us or what happened 5 years ago? Not everybody like you and me. They can forget about it all.
But I've forgotten about it.
Oh, is that true? Have you managed to forget about it all? I can't stop thinking about it for a minute. Tell me, have you ever been deprived of sleep?
What do you mean by that?
At the beginning, I had nightmares. The days in court, waiting for the sentence. But now I have dreams. I dream that my project is developing, and that we've paid all the loans, and everything is working out well.
It's only in your dreams.
What about you? Did you sleep well all these years? I am sure you did.
Fahad, get to the point, will you? Spit it out. Tell me what you want.
I ask myself, was it worth it? I have to go to prison and Turaj gets to learn all the tricks of the trade? I am broke, but all my friends are rolling in money.
Tell me, are you accusing me?
Turaj, my friend, don't lose your temper. If I wanted to accuse you, I would have spilled the beans then.
I hope you don't think the 3 million toman I gave you was hush money, do you? No, I wanted to help you out.
The check wouldn't have been enough, so I tore it up. I need your experience, Turaj. I want to know what you've learned in the last few years.
Law and legal jargon inside out. I won't put a foot wrong again.
Are you telling me that after you've learned law and jargon and the latest spiel, there's no room for an old friend?
Enough! What's this?
Take a look at it. It will bring back lots of memories. A lot of people wanted to hear about you, but I didn't say a word. I think they'd still be interested in what I have to say about you and what you've done.
So you beat him in a corner, huh? A left and a right hook, huh?
I've got him in check, but not checkmate.
He's a very good chess player, huh?
Mm-hmm. You did very well, Farhad.
I doubt he has the guts to do anything.
He will. He'll come round. Give him some time. He needs to think it over.
You can show Mr. Kian his room, please.
My room?
Have a look and see if everything is to your liking. If you need anything else, we'll arrange it for you.
But listen, Mehran, there's nothing to do until we get the loan finalized.
Farhad, mate, there's so much work piling up. Calculating everything, forecasting the budget, and all of these expenses. It's Sasan. He's been calling me every day about his money. He's been driving me mad. You didn't say what you want me to do with him.
Okay, answer the phone.
Hello, Sasan. Sasan, what is all the rush? Why are you in such a hurry? I told you that you'll have to wait for a few days. All right, okay, I'll call you later.
Mehran, when he realizes he's been sold down the river, he's gonna cause trouble.
Are you sympathetic?
No, of course I don't.
Frightened he'll file a complaint?
No, worse than that. He'll go around and tell the whole family and cause trouble for everyone.
I think we need to teach him a lesson so they'll think twice next time. I don't have a problem with it at all, Farhad. If you really want, I'll give him his money.
Why should you give it to him? Give him this check for 30 million for now.
Yes, for now.
Two, don't fall off.
Three, four.
Come in. Come in.
Hello.
Vahid's here.
Hello, Layla.
Hello, sweetie.
This is for you. For introducing the new school to me.
Oh, thank you.
He shouldn't have, but he bought me a present, too.
Thanks a lot. It's beautiful. What a lovely color. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
No more excuses.
I have so many things on my mind, Matab, dear.
The solution's to get married.
No, stop it. What Saeed thinks is important to me, too. I'd like to talk to him. Of course, if it's not too late.
Give me a break. We can invite Saeed tonight, too.
I don't think he'll come.
I'll let Mohsen know. You tell Saeed, okay?
I'll agree to the get-together. But on one condition.
What condition?
That you don't bring up the subject of me and Mohsen marrying.
Any condition except that.
Well, honestly, what can I say, Matab? Can I possibly not agree? Okay. I'll be there for sure. Okay. Goodbye for now.
So, now you're invited for dinner?
Yeah, with the two boys.
That's great. It's the change in approach that is working for you, Mohsen. Add it up.
Brother, instead of these, take these right here. They use a quarter of the electricity. You wanted three, right? Here, take these. There you go.
Thanks a lot.
With all that's happened, what do you think about it?
I really think that Saeed has finally opened his eyes. He's seeing things he didn't see before. I think we can be hopeful that he'll call it off with this girl.
It's all your patience that's making this happen, you know.
No, Mohsen. You know, when affection enters one's life, everything has a different look and feel about it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Layla seems to have a very positive effect upon you. And it is a very becoming thing for you, my brother.
No.
She has. I can see how your outlook and behavior has changed.
Okay, but there'll be a long way before I can reach you. I still can't fathom what you did. I find it hard to believe.
You're talking about that I took Saeed to see Bita's father, right?
Yes, of course.
I thought by going along with him, we'll prompt him to think a bit and put things in perspective. And then, perhaps, he'll be less stubborn.
It's hard. But I'm really trying to be more tolerant with all of this.
It needs practice, my dear brother. Practice. So how much are all these?
Don't mention it.
Hi, hello, Najmi. I'm fine. What's happened?
Get up, Bita, dear. Get up and eat something. Build up your strength. You won't eat anything. Won't you even take your medication? Tell me, do you want to kill yourself? Get up and wash your face. Get up, Saeed is coming. If he sees you like that, he'll be shocked.
What's he coming for?
How do I know? He probably misses you and wants to see you.
You're lying to me.
You see, he's here. Get up, girl. Up.
Hello.
Hello. Please come in. Thank you very much. You shouldn't have.
Is she better?
Just the same. She's not that good. She won't eat.
I bought a few things. If she'll eat them, give them to her.
Don't you want to see her? I think if she sees you, she'll feel better, you know.
Seems I'm in a state myself. Someone needs to come and sort me out.
Say, do you know anyone who hasn't made mistakes and things? What's important is that they realize they've made mistakes and get back on track.
If you need anything, just call me.
See what Saeed brought for you.
Why didn't he stay?
You said yourself you weren't keen on seeing him, so I didn't...
Why are you lying to me?
Do you want me to call him to come back?
No. Call him and tell him Bita doesn't want charity. Please throw all of that away.
You're very selfish, Bita.
Yeah, you know what? I am trash, but I am who I am. Leave me alone, Nagme.
Don't raise your voice at me. Look what you've done and you're still high-handed. I suppose you think you should be encouraged with all you've been up to? Or that Saeed should come and say, no problem, forget about it. Things happen, huh?
That's enough, Nagme.
Do you think Saeed really can forgive you? Yeah? I insist on him staying, but he wouldn't, because he can't forget. Not just Said, any other boy in his shoes probably wouldn't be able to digest a list of mistakes like yours. You won't change your ways until you understand that.
Okay, of course. Excuse me, hang on a moment. Hello, he's here. Hang on a moment. Layla wants to talk to you.
Hi, how are you, Layla? What, for dinner tonight?
Said.
Hang on. What is it?
Accept.
And what are you going to do?
Whatever you want.
Of course, we'll try to come. Of course, no problem. Goodbye.
What is it? Why are you upset?
Do you have any idea why Layla has arranged a get-together?
I think it's because of you.
Why?
Because, you know, Dad and I go there a lot. Maybe now she wanted to invite you. By the way, Said, we have a party at the end of the week.
What's that?
Rihanna's engagement.
Tell me, what do you think?
I don't know. Last night there was nothing unusual. We were supposed to go shopping with his mother today.
When she rang, what did she say?
She said let's leave the shopping for another day. Something has happened and she'll come and explain.
I hope it's something good.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. I've messed up all of your plans today.
Dad, Ali wants to tell you something important.
Tell me what?
They announced that the bodies of a number of martyrs have been found.
So?
One of them hasn't been identified.
Dad, Ali wants to wait until they bring the bodies to Tehran.
Of course, only if you agree.
Are you telling me that you think your father might be one of them?
Most have been identified, but one doesn't have an ID chain around his neck.
And?
One of the chains found has my father's name on it.
God rest his soul.
I've been waiting a long time to see him, since I was 10 years old.
Daddy, Ali had a meaningful dream a while back.
What dream?
It was a wedding ceremony. There were lots and lots of people there. I saw a man in a military uniform standing amongst them.
Whatever is God's will, my dear son.
Listen, Shahab, it really wasn't my intention to upset you at
just
all.
Just like an immature, clumsy kid who likes to get into trouble, huh? And then you say you didn't want to upset me.
You know I was only trying to keep you informed. I know perfectly well how to get myself out of trouble.
You can't distinguish between what's good for you and what's not. You don't know the difference between work and play.
I know that. I'm aware of that, Shahab.
If you knew, we wouldn't be where we are now, would we? You wouldn't have let them go to the courts with the checks and notes.
Everything was going really well before that man showed up here and started making all sorts of trouble.
You're saying you'd be prepared to throw away a few billion for just 500 million?
Everything will be fine, Shahab. Don't worry. You can trust me on this.
Look, if you get caught this time, I won't come after you. I'm not prepared to cancel my plans because of you. Get that straight.
Hello, Mehran. No, I can't right now. I'm invited somewhere.
Over to Bita's house, right? What? You're telling me Layla invited you? Good for her. I wish she would show me, her son-in-law, some of that kindness and affection. Nah, don't be fooled, Said. Although this woman appears to be very kind, she is really a cold and proud person. How is it possible that someone could keep a father away from his child like that? Never mind, it's not your fault in any way. You don't know about all our problems. But Said, I want to ask you for a favor. As you'll be seeing my wife and my child, could you please do something for me?
Did he say he'd come?
He didn't say he wouldn't. Why don't you let me call him again?
No. Wait. I want him to come by himself.
The main reason for this get-together, Said. Yavar? Well, Said must have had a change of heart because of the things he heard about Bita and Sasan.
The change in his behavior has really given me hope.
We have to find out exactly what happened between them and how Said really feels about Bita.
I really wish he was prepared to walk.
You have to make it possible. When he does talk, don't try to give loads of advice. Just be a good listener.
When he said he'd had a fight with Sasan, I couldn't believe it. I kept wanting to ask him why, over what.
But you didn't ask.
Nah. Because I didn't want to corner him so that he would have to lie to me. I heard it from my brother. I heard it from Reza. Amir and Monas saw what went on between Sasan and Said.
Your patience is excellent.
But you must admit it's very difficult.
You've already initiated the change. Be sure Said will change too.
I really hope so. By the way, about what Matab said earlier, I don't like Said to think that we've invited him to come here to make him agree to what we said before.
No. I told Matab it's not time for it.
Good for you.
Here, Said.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, son.
Nice to see you.
Yesterday, Said was supposed to do something for me. But I'm telling you, none of us have ever heard a grain of truth from him.
Hey, watch it, Yavar.
He probably wasn't able to do what you asked of him.
You're right there. It takes maturity to step up. Doesn't it? Your problem got sorted in no time, but with me, everyone glares.
Who are you referring to?
Why, don't you know?
Hey, Yavar.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't know anything.
Sabah, dear. Thank you so much. It was very delicious.
You're welcome. Glad you enjoyed it.
You mean Layla closed this place because she was frightened of Mehran?
Frightened? As long as I'm here, Mehran wouldn't dare set foot in here. I'd lay into him so hard he wouldn't know what hit him. Are you naive or just pretending to be, Said?
You can hit him. Just don't kill him, Yavar.
Well, the last time he came here, who do you think threw him out?
Why do you think Mehran came here?
Of course. And if I hadn't been here, he'd have taken the child and run off.
Well, it's understandable. I think any father would miss his child.
No, Said. Mehran was never a good father to Hasti.
I know. I didn't mean anything by it. Just thinking out loud. Could I have a picture together with Hasti?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, hey, little Miss Hasti. Are you okay?
Yavar, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, mate.
Thanks a lot. Here. Little smile.
Okay, look at me.
A little further back.
Look. Now that is what I call a picture, huh?
Thank you so much.
You can give her to me. Come, dear. Listen, Said, can I speak to you for a few moments?
Of course.
We have some things in common, you know. Years ago, you lost your mother, and me, I lost my father.
Yeah, actually, I've thought about that. And in addition to that, my father and your mother care for each other and have probably made plans for the future.
Well, that's another story, and I've already told you what I think about that.
Has something else come up for you?
For me, yes. Another thing we have in common, before we even spoke to each other, we heard things about each other.
So?
You and your dad and me and my mom had differences of opinion, but we decided for ourselves how we wanted to live.
I agree, but I still don't know what you're getting at.
Me and you have things in common, but we have differences too. And one of them is that I'm at the end of the road that you're just starting on. I'm not trying to interfere, but I've heard things about the decision you've made.
Not anymore.
Believe me, no one asked me to talk to you. I just don't want you to make the same mistake.
Thanks very much for being worried about me. Thanks for caring, but at least I've started to doubt my decisions, huh?
I'm very happy to hear that.
We're different in another way as well. I don't fool myself. Whenever I think I've made a mistake, I turn around and go back.
Look how pretty she is. I really miss her very much. I was prepared to let the child stay with Sabah and just see her every few days. But Layla and Sabah are much more cold-hearted than you may think.
You mean there's no chance of a truce or you two getting back together?
There was. There definitely was. But your dad managed to mess that up very nicely.
I didn't know that.
It's not important. You can forget about it. I asked you to come here so we could talk about this shop.
Well, if the money's not ready, there's no problem. I can wait.
It has nothing to do with my money. You said you were out of work and looking for a new job. I thought if you had a shop to use, you could get your own business going.
If I had one.
Well, you can have one.
Come on, don't mess with me.
Say, son, this shop would be just right for fast food or a coffee shop. I mean, think about it. You could make a lot of money selling food to just the people in this building, let alone outsiders.
Hold on, I don't get it. How could I ever become the owner of such a shop?
I will give Sasan his share of the money, which leaves me and you. I don't want to lose out on this opportunity. I'm looking for a new partner. Who else is better than you?
But a partnership needs money.
10% of this place is yours, isn't it? You will have to buy 40% more.
Come on, Mehran. I don't have any money.
Listen to me. You can give me some checks and promissory notes right now, and you can pay me back bit by bit as soon as you start working.
I'd like to, but...
There will be no buts, okay? I can't come in every day, stand for hours at the till, and be a salesman. Who better than you to rake in the money for me? There's one condition.
What's that?
No one else is to know that this place exists at all. If your dad finds out about it, it'll mess everything up. He's taken Layla's side in the dispute between us, and he's not going to change his mind. You know he doesn't trust me.
Hello, Najme. I'm out here in the street. She's done what?
نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گرگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه I'm تر خدا نزدیک تر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دارم تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه